Set 4105, H1B and L visa fees, Section 281A USC 1351, is amended. 1. By striking the fees and inserting the following. A. In general the fees. 2. By striking, provided that not immigrant visas, and inserting the following. B. United Nations visitors non immigrant visas. 3. By striking subject and inserting the following. C. Fee waivers or reductions subject. And 4. By adding at the end the following. T. H-1B and L visa fees, in addition to the fees authorized under subsection, the Secretary of Homeland Security shall collect from each employer except for non-profit research institutions and non-profit educational institutions filing a petition to hire non-immigrants described in subparagraph H-I-B or L of section 101A-15, a fee in an amount equal to 1,250 dollars for each such petition filed by any employer with not more than 25 full-time equivalent employees in the United States, and to $2,500 for each such petition filed by any employer with more than 25 sub-employees. Subtitle B, H-1B Visa Fraud and Abuse Protections, Chapter 1, H-1B Employer Application Requirements, Set 4211, Modification of Application Requirements, General Application Requirements, 1, Wage Rates, Section 212 N1A, 8 U.S.C. 1182 N1A, is amended, in clause I. In the matter preceding subclause I, by inserting if the employer is not an A but B dependent employer, B for is offering. A. In subclause I, by striking question or and inserting question or. II. In subclause II, by striking employment and inserting employment and. If in the undesignated material following subclause II, by striking application and inserting application. And. B. By striking clause E and inserting the following. A. If the employer is an H-1B dependent employer, is offering and will offer to H-1B non-immigrants during the period of authorized employment for each H-1B non-immigrant wages that are not less than the level 2 wages set out in subsection P. And II will provide working conditions for H-1B non-immigrants that will not adversely affect the working conditions of other workers similarly employed. 2. Strengthening the prevailing wage system, section 212B, 8 U.S.C. 1182P, is amended to read as follows. B. Computation of prevailing wage level. 1. In general, a surveys for employers of non-immigrants admitted pursuant to section 101A-15-HIB, the Secretary of Labor shall make available to employers a governmental survey to determine the prevailing wage for each occupational classification by metropolitan statistical area in the United States. Such survey or other survey approved by the Secretary of Labor shall provide 3 levels of wages commensurate with experience, education, and level of supervision. Such wage levels shall be determined as follows. I. The first level shall be the mean of the lowest 2/3 of wages surveyed, but in no case less than 80% of the mean of the wages surveyed. A. The second level shall be the mean of wages surveyed. II. The third level shall be the mean of the highest 2/3 of wages surveyed. B. Educational nonprofit research and governmental entities in computing the prevailing wage level for an occupational classification in an area of employment for purposes of Section 203(b)(1)(b) and subsections A5A, N1AIII, and T1AIII of this section in the case of an employee of I, an institution of higher education or related or affiliated nonprofit entity, or A. A nonprofit research organization or governmental research organization. The prevailing wage level shall only take into account employees at such institutions and organizations in area of employment. 2. Payment of prevailing wage. The prevailing wage level required to be paid pursuant to section 203(b)(1)(b) and subsections A5A, N1AIII, and T1AIII of this section shall be 100% of the wage level determined pursuant to those sections. 3. Professional athlete. With respect to professional athlete as defined in subsection A5AIII, when the job opportunity is covered by professional sports league rules or regulations, the wage set forth in those rules or regulations shall be considered as not adversely affecting the wages of United States workers similarly employed and shall be considered the prevailing wage. 4. Wages for H-2B employees. A. In general, the wages paid to H-2B non-immigrants employed by the employer will be the greater of I, the actual wage level paid by the employer to other employees with similar experience and qualifications for such position. R. A. The prevailing wage level for the occupational classification of the position in the geographic area of employment based on best information available as of the time of filing the application. B. Best information available in subparagraph A. The term best information available with respect to determining the prevailing wage for a position means I. A controlling collective bargaining agreement or federal contract wage if applicable. A. If there is no applicable wage under clause I, the wage level commensurate with the experience, training, and supervision required for the job based on Bureau of Labor Statistics data. R. II. If the data referred to in clause E is not available, a legitimate and recent private survey of the wages paid for such positions in the metropolitan statistical area. 3. Wages for educational, nonprofit research, and governmental entities, section 212A USC 1182, as amended by sections 2312 and 2313, is further amended by adding at the end the following. X. Determination of prevailing wage in the case of a non-profit institution of higher education as defined in Section 101A of the Higher Education Act of 1965, 20 U.S.C. 1001A, a related or affiliated non-profit entity, a non-profit research organization, or a governmental research organization. The Secretary of Labor shall determine such wage levels as follows. 1. If the Secretary of Labor uses or makes available to employers a governmental survey to determine the prevailing wage, such survey shall provide at least 4 levels of wages commensurate with experience, education, and the level of supervision. 2. If an existing government survey has only 2 levels, 2 intermediate levels may be created by dividing by 3 the difference between the 2 levels offered, adding the quotient thus obtained to the first level and subtracting that quotient from the second level. 3. For institutions of higher education, only teaching positions and research positions may be paid using this special educational wage level. 4. In computing the prevailing wage level for an occupational classification in an area of employment, for purposes of subsections A5A, N1AIII, and T1AIII, and Section 203B1D, for an employee of an institution of higher education, or a related or affiliated non-profit entity, or non-profit research organization, or governmental research organization, the prevailing wage level shall only take into account employees at such institutions and organizations in the area of employment. B. Internet posting requirement. Section 212N1C, 8 U.S.C. 1182N1C, is amended. 1. By redesignating clause E as subclause II. 2. By striking I has provided and inserting the following. AI has provided. 3. By striking sought R and inserting sought R. And 4. By inserting before clause E as redesignated by paragraph 2 the following. I has advertised on the internet website maintained by the Secretary of Labor for the purpose of such advertising for at least 30 calendar days a detailed description of each position for which a non-immigrant is sought that includes a description of I the wage ranges and other terms and conditions of employment, II the minimum education, training experience and other requirements for the position, III the process for applying for the position, IV the title and description of the position including the location where the work will be performed, and V the name, city and zip code of the employer. C. Application of requirements to all employers. 1. Non-displacement. Section 212N1E, 8 U.S.C. 1182N1E, is amended to read as follows. EII, in the case of an application filed by an employer that is an H-1B skilled worker dependent employer and is not an H-1B dependent employer, the employer did not displace and will not displace a United States worker employed by the employer during the period beginning 90 days before the date on which a visa petition supported by the application is filed and ending 90 days after such filing. II, an employer that is not an H-1B skilled worker dependent employer shall not be subject to subclause I unless the employer is filing the H-1B petition with the intent or purpose of displacing a specific United States worker from the position to be occupied by the beneficiary of the petition, or BB, workers are displaced who AA, provide services in whole or in part at one or more work sites owned, operated, or controlled by a federal, state, or local government entity other than a public institution of higher education that directs and controls the work of the H-1B worker, or BB are employed as public school kindergarten, elementary, middle school, or secondary school teachers. AI, in the case of an application filed by an H-1B dependent employer, the employer did not displace and will not displace a United States worker employed by the employer within the period beginning 180 days before the day on which a visa petition supported by the application is filed and ending 180 days after such filing. II, an application described in this clause is an application filed on or after the date final regulations are first promulgated to carry out this subparagraph and before by an H-1B dependent employer as defined in paragraph 3 or by an employer that has been found on or after the date of the enactment of the American Competitiveness and Workforce Improvement Act of 1998 under paragraph 2C or 5 to have committed a willful failure or misrepresentation during the 5-year period preceding the filing of the application. II, in this subparagraph, the term also means a zone assigned to an occupation by I, the Occupational Information Network Database OS Service NET on the date of the enactment of this Act, or II, such database or a similar successor database as designated by the Secretary of Labor after the date of the enactment of Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act. 2. Recruitment. Section 212N1G, 8 U.S.C. 1182N1G, is amended to read as follows. G. An employer, prior to filing the application, has taken good faith steps to recruit United States workers for the occupational classification for which the non-immigrant or non-immigrants is or are sought, using procedures that meet industry-wide standards and offering compensation that is at least as great as that required to be offered to H-1B non-immigrants under subparagraph A. A has advertised the job on an internet website maintained by the Secretary of Labor for the purpose of such advertising, and II, if the employer is an H-1B skilled worker dependent employer, has offered the job to any United States worker who applies and is equally or better qualified for the job, for which the non-immigrant or non-immigrants is other sought. DF Placement Section 212 N1F 8 U.S.C. 1182 N1F is amended to read as follows. FI and H-1B dependent employer may not place, outsource, lease, or otherwise contract for the services or placement of an H-1B non-immigrant employee. A. An employer that is not an H-1B dependent employer and not described in paragraph 3AI may not place, outsource, lease, or otherwise contract for the services or placement of an H-1B non-immigrant employee unless the employer pays a fee of $500 per outplaced worker. II. A fee collected under Clause E shall be deposited in the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Trust Fund established under Section 6 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act. If an H-1B dependent employer shall be exempt from the prohibition on placement under Clause I if the employer is a nonprofit institution of higher education, a nonprofit research organization, or primarily a healthcare business and is petitioning for a physician, a nurse, or a physical therapist or substantially equivalent healthcare occupation, such employer shall be subject to the fee set forth in Clause E. H-1B dependent employer defined Section 212 and 3 8 U.S.C. 1182 and 3 is amended to read as follows. 3A. The term H-1B dependent employer means an employer other than nonprofit education and research institutions that, in the case of an employer that has 25 or fewer full-time equivalent employees who are employed in the United States, employs more than 7 H-1B non-immigrants. A. In the case of an employer that has at least 26 but not more than 50 full-time equivalent employees who are employed in the United States, employs more than 12 H-1B non-immigrants. R. II. In the case of an employer that has at least 51 full-time equivalent employees who are employed in the United States, employs H-1B non-immigrants in a number that is equal to at least 15% of the number of such full-time equivalent employees. B. In determining the number of employees who are H-1B non-immigrants under subparagraph AE, an intending immigrant employee shall not count the box of number. F. H-1B skilled worker dependent defined Section 212 N3 8 U.S.C. 1182 N3 is amended. 1. By redesignating subparagraph B as subparagraph D, and 2. By inserting after subparagraph A the following. BI. For purposes of this subsection, an H-1B skilled worker dependent employer means an employer other than nonprofit education and research institutions that employs H-1B non-immigrants in the United States in a number that in total is equal to at least 15% of the number of its full-time equivalent employees in the United States employed in occupations contained within Occupational Information Network database *NET Job Zone 4 and Job Zone 5. A. An H-1B non-immigrant who is an intending immigrant shall be counted as a United States worker in making a determination under Clause II. G. Intending immigrants defined Section 101A 8 U.S.C. 1101A as amended by Section 3504A is further amended by adding at the end the following. 54A. The term intending immigrant means, with respect to the number of aliens employed by an employer, an alien who intends to work and reside permanently in the United States, as evidenced by I. A pending or approved application for a labor certification filed for such alien by a covered employer. R. A. A pending or approved immigrant status petition filed for such alien by a covered employer. B. In this paragraph, I. The term covered employer means an employer that has filed immigrant status petitions for not less than 90% of current employees who were the beneficiaries of applications for labor certification that were approved during the one-year period ending 6 months before the filing of an application or petition for which the number of intending immigrants is relevant. A. The term immigrant status petition means a petition filed under paragraph 1, 2, or 3 of Section 203B. II. The term labor certification means an employment certification under Section 212A5A. C. Notwithstanding any other provision of law, I. For all calculations under this Act of the number of aliens admitted pursuant to subparagraph HIB or L of paragraph 15, an intending immigrant shall be counted as an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence and shall not be counted as an employee admitted pursuant to such a subparagraph. And A. For all determinations of the number of employees or United States workers employed by an employer, all of the employees in any group treated as a single employer under subsection B, C, and RO of section 414 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 shall be added by Sec 4212, requirements for admission of non-immigrant nurses in health professional shortage areas, extension of period of authorized admission, section 212 and 3, 8 U.S.C. 1182 and 3 is amended to read as follows. 3. The initial period of authorized admission as a non-immigrant under section 101A15HIC shall be 3 years and may be extended once for an additional 3-year period. The number of visas, section 212 and 4, 8 U.S.C. 1182 and 4, is amended by striking 500. And inserting 300. C. Portability, section 214 and 8 U.S.C. 1184 and, as amended by section 4103b, is further amended by adding at the end the following. For a non-immigrant alien described in subparagraph B, who was previously issued a visa or otherwise provided non-immigrant status under Section 101A15HIC, is authorized to accept new employment, performing services as a registered nurse for a facility described in Section 212M6, upon the filing by the prospective employer of a new petition on behalf of such non-immigrant, as provided under subsection C. Employment authorization shall continue for such alien until the new petition is adjudicated. If the new petition is denied, such authorization shall cease. B. A non-immigrant alien described in this paragraph is a non-immigrant alien who has been lawfully admitted into the United States. A. On whose behalf an employer has filed a non-frivolous petition for new employment before the date of expiration of the period of stay authorized by the Secretary of Homeland Security, except that if a non-immigrant described in Section 101A15HIC is terminated or laid off by the non-immigrant's employer or otherwise ceases employment with the employer, such petition for new employment shall be filed during the 60-day period beginning on the date of such termination, layoff, or cessation. And II, who subsequent to such lawful admission has not been employed without authorization in the United States, be barred filing of such petition. The applicability. 1. In general, beginning on the commencement date described in paragraph 2, the amendments made by section 2 of the Nursing Relief for Disadvantaged Areas Act of 1999, Public Law 106-95. 113 Stat 1313, and amendments made by this section shall apply to classification petitions filed for non-immigrant status. This period shall be in addition to the period described in Section 2E of the Nursing Relief for Disadvantaged Areas Act of 1999, 8 U.S.C. 1182 Note 2, commencement date not later than 60 days after the date of enactment of this act. The Secretary shall determine whether regulations are necessary to implement the amendments made by this section. If the Secretary determines that no such regulations are necessary, the commencement date described in this paragraph shall be the date of such determination. If the Secretary determines that regulations are necessary to implement any amendment made by this section, the commencement date described in this paragraph shall be the date on which such regulations in final form take effect. Sec. 4213. New application requirements. Sec. 212(n)(1)(8)U.S.C. 1182(n)(1) is amended by inserting after clause II of subparagraph G, as amended by section 4211(c)(2), the following. H.I. The employer has not advertised any available position specified in the application in an advertisement that states or indicates that I. Such position is only available to an individual who is or will be an H-1B non-immigrant or an alien participating in optional practical training pursuant to section 101A15FI. II. An individual who is or will be an H-1B non-immigrant or participant in such optional practical training shall receive priority or preference in the hiring process for such position. A. The employer has not solely recruited individuals who are or who will be H-1B non-immigrants or participants in optional practical training pursuant to section 101A15FI to fill such position. II. If the employer other than an educational or research employer employs 50 or more employees in the United States, the sum of the number of such employees who are H-1B non-immigrants plus the number of such employees who are non-immigrants described in section 101A15L may not exceed I. 75% of the total number of employees for fiscal year 2015. II. 65% of the total number of employees for fiscal year 2016. And II. 50% of the total number of employees for each fiscal year after fiscal year 2016. A. In this subparagraph, the term educational or research employer means an employer that is a nonprofit institution of higher education or a nonprofit research organization described in section 501(c)(3) of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 and exempt from taxation under 501(a) of that code. II. The term H-1B non-immigrant means an alien admitted as a non-immigrant pursuant to section 101A15HIB. II. The term L non-immigrant means an alien admitted as a non-immigrant pursuant to section 101A15L to provide services to his or her employer involving specialized knowledge. II. In determining the percentage of employees of an employer that are H-1B non-immigrants or L non-immigrants under clause I, an intended immigrant employee shall not count toward such percentage. J. The employer shall submit to the Secretary of Homeland Security an annual report that includes the Internal Revenue Service Form W-2 wage and tax statement filed by the employer for each H-1B non-immigrant employed by the employer during the previous year.